It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Lofting it deep, right side, in the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes, at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
And joining us on a special night, things had to get moved around, but he joins us usually on Tuesdays. He's here with us on a Thursday. He's Bill Roth in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Lots to talk about as we recap National Signing Day. Look forward to basketball tonight, 9 o'clock tip. The game can be seen on ESPN3. It can be heard right here on Sports Radio 910 with our next guest, Mr. Bill Roth. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Wes?
I'm good, and I'm trying to think about this, but is this the last Maryland-Virginia Tech basketball matchup?
Well, it could be, depending upon how the ACC schedule looks next year once Pittsburgh and Syracuse come.
Wow. I'm just thinking about
this.
Could be. This could be it. Obviously, with Maryland headed to the Big Ten in the near future, this could be the last matchup of these two teams.
It's a big game. It's really interesting. The Terps have not played well on the road. Obviously, the Hokies have dropped four straight, so it's a huge game for JJ and our guys. JJ gave them Sunday and Monday off because he thought they were a little bit tired. I expect a very energetic team and an energetic crowd tonight. Maryland, I think this is a huge weekend for the Terps tonight here and then against UVA on Sunday, because although they got off to that great start, remember they were 13-0. I'm sorry, they had won 13 in a row after the close loss to Kentucky. But, you know, they're 4-5 in the league right now. And if Maryland doesn't win tonight at home against UVA, and they end up somehow 4-7 on Sunday, they're going to have a really difficult time digging out of that and making the tournament. So I think this is the biggest 72 hours of the season for Maryland.
Let me get to a couple of things here with this matchup and then with the conference. You mentioned a couple guys were tired and sluggish. I understand that a couple guys have the flu on Virginia Tech squad. Any health or status update going into tonight?
I haven't talked with our trainer, Dave Dieter, yet today. I walked over and they were just finishing up, and they everyone looked okay, but I haven't gotten official word, so I shouldn't say anything. I did not talk to Dave, so I don't know.
Okay. Stay tuned tonight. Pre-game starts at 8:30. And you mentioned Maryland being unable to win on the road. Can anybody in this conference win on the road?
Miami.
That's about it.
Yeah. I was looking at it today. The Miami Heat, the Miami Hurricanes. Miami is the capital of basketball in our country. And who would have thought it, right?
Wow.
But, the Heat have cranked it up, and certainly the Canes have. But you're right. Road wins are hard. And we're going to have a great crowd tonight. And Maryland traditionally has not played great at Castle. The one game that they did play well, Vasquez had a 40-something point game, and it was an overtime Maryland win. But the Hokies have done much, much better at home against Maryland. They've held serve against the Terps. It's been a great series. They've split the 12 head-to-head meetings in ACC play.
I was just kind of actually talking about this about hockey, and I'm going to turn it over to college basketball. Teams down the stretch, and we have less than half the season left to go in conference play before we get into March. If I gave you Miami, if I gave you NC State, and if I gave you Duke, which team do you think maybe, I don't want to say formulates, but what team can get hotter in March as things get, you know, push come to shove, February gets interesting, March gets interesting. Which team do you see being stronger when push comes to shove as we get into tournament play?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt it's Miami, and for two reasons. Number one, I think they're really good because they've got seniors and they've got a tremendous size advantage over everybody they play. And they're older. They've got three guys that have transferred in that have sat out that are just an extra year older. But secondly, Duke and NC State are tremendously vulnerable. I mean, NC State is so schizo you don't know. I don't see them putting together a run. And if Duke, if their shots aren't falling, they're very vulnerable too. So I'd bet on the Canes in that answer.
All right, you got Virginia Tech, you got Maryland tonight, 9 o'clock, right here on Sports Radio 910. We're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. We're going to come back and talk with Bill Roth about National Signing Day as the Hokies lock up another class. We'll see how he sees it coming up next right here on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is
Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Right back on the Cowan Gates Roth Report, Wes McElroy, Bill Roth on this Thursday evening edition. Bill usually joins us on a Tuesday, but he's joining us on a Thursday before the Hokies basketball team plays Maryland, and now post-National Signing Day. And unlike other years, Bill, yesterday was business, no surprises. And that was
at least in Virginia for Tech and for UVA. It was really quiet. Everyone who committed signed, and there was no late drama. I thought it was a good day for Tech. I mean, I think everybody knew the Hokies were going to get Fuller. He toyed with Clemson on a visit back in the fall, but Kendall Fuller becomes the fourth, the fourth Fuller brother to play here. You know, the key guys in state are probably, you know, Wyatt Teller and Bucky Hodges from Virginia Beach, and then Holland Fisher and DJ Reed. I mean, there's others as well, but I know they're really happy with what they did yesterday. And two of those four offensive linemen that signed are already in school, and so that helps going into spring ball, too.
Well, just listening to some of the comments from the coaches yesterday, and I know a five-star recruit is very elite and very different, but it sounds like they have some immediate plans for Kendall Fuller.
You know, it's interesting. With the injury to Exum, Fuller obviously becomes really important. He's going to come for the first summer session, so he'll be here all June, July before camp starts in August. And they talked about getting him involved offensively as well. I don't know if you watched his highlight clips, but, man, he's really neat returning punts and kicks, and it's hard to play both sides of the football, quite obviously, but he has a tremendous knack with the football as well as a corner.
I always love asking this question of guys who cover National Signing Day, who are around it, who get to see these guys, and maybe it's just clips, or maybe in your case, talking to coaches, but who's the guy, I hate using the word underrated because all these kids are special, but maybe there's somebody who's not getting enough conversation.
I really like the kid who's enrolled. He's a defensive back from Georgia by the name of Brandon Faison. And he's a really smart guy. He had a 3.9 in high school. It's an interesting family. His mom and his stepdad are in education, and they're teaching in Dubai. And so he's a real worldly kid. And he is tremendously articulate and athletic. And he was recruited by an awful lot of schools, some SEC schools. He turned down Ole Miss. He turned down Georgia Tech. And he's big. He's 6'2". And that would be the guy to watch, Brandon Faison.
And I understand there's a linebacker, which you were getting rave reviews for on Twitter yesterday. There is a linebacker with a very hard last name to pronounce, but I heard you nailed it.
Matua Puaka?
There you go.
He's from Bucky Hodges High School, too. Andrew Matua Puaka. Yes, Coach Steinspring did a really good job. He's got a weird story, too. I shouldn't say weird. He was born in New Zealand. That's where he grew up, but his parents are from Tonga. So that's where that name comes from. But he prepped and played linebacker in Virginia Beach. But I don't recall us ever having a kid from Auckland, New Zealand on our football team.
There you go. First for everything.
And
I know there was two quarterbacks brought in this class, but just kind of the buzz around Bucky Hodges. I've heard a lot of the build like Logan Thomas, but what have you heard make Bucky Hodges so special?
Well, you know, he completed a very high percent of his passes for Salem. I think something like 64%. And he ran well as also. So he's a multi-threat guy. He looks a lot like Logan. They want to work with his delivery a little bit. And when I talked with Coach Leffler, who's our new quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, he thinks that they can work with him and get that percentage up even higher. But I'm excited. You know, he's 6'5". He's already 230 pounds. I met him on his official visit last year. and then visited with him a little bit when he was at a practice this year. And he looks it. You know, he's 6'5", 230. He really looks like Logan when you see him. And that was before his senior year. That was back in August. So that was before they even kicked off their senior season. So I imagine by the time he starts here, he'll be even bigger.
My man, I know you got to get ready for the basketball game. Appreciate you jumping on this tonight, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
You got it. Bill Roth coming your way, 8:30 tonight. Bill and Mike on the call, pregame, 9 o'clock tip. Maryland and Virginia Tech just part of a jam-packed night of basketball, including Virginia and Clemson, NC State and Duke. It'll be a busy evening.